A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com. A lot can happen in the next 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey everybody, welcome back to The Shift. Just doing a small intro to apologize for this episode being late. I just was in Montreal last week, and then to let you know that there is 2 episodes up early on the Patreon, and also the video for this episode is up on the Patreon as well. So it's patreon.com/theshiftpodcast. So if you want to listen to the next episodes, you know, I have Leslie Roy, which is she's a brilliant Irish singer, and then my friend Shauna Doyle is also did an episode, and that's up there, but they'll be coming out next week and the week after as well. And then I'll also be doing solo episode. I'm going to talk about my time at JFL and then what I'm watching as well. As usual, I usually talk about what I'm watching, if it's movies or reality TV, because I love reality TV. And then this episode, so there's Jeff Sheen, brilliant comedian based in New York City, and Patrick Hasty, another fantastic comedian who's also based in New York City. But Patrick just released his album. It's called I Will Fight All of You. So just, yeah, make sure to go stream it and just, you know, play it while you're driving or just cleaning, you know. This is one perfect time to listen to our stand-up comedy albums, and you know, find Jeff on Instagram and listen to my album as well. It's called I'll Do It Myself. And then so the patreon.com/theshiftpodcast. It's pay what you want, so just come on there, and I'll be recording a solo either tomorrow or the next day. And literally as I'm recording this, the fucking cat is eating the charger to my laptop. Can you get away, will you? Please. Thank you. He's so cute though. Oh God. And what else do I need to tell you? I'll be in LA this weekend. So I'll be at Westside Comedy Theatre on Sunday, do my hour. And then I'm doing a shorter set on a Saturday. We're just doing a taping for Don't Tell. So if you want to come to that, let me know. Oh my God, the cat is attacking me as I'm talking to you. And then I'll be in Minnesota next weekend. So Comedy Corner Underground. Oh fuck, let me double check that. And then I'm just gonna pop up my link tree and make sure I have these names. Yeah, so the Comedy Corner Underground is on the Thursday, so the 10th, and then for the 11th and the 12th I'll be there just gigging for Irish festival. So they're all in Minnesota, and then I'll be doing my new hour, working at my new hour in New York Union Hall on August 31st, and then I'll be in DC, Arizona, San Diego in September, and Ireland in October. But the Ireland one, I just have to send the venue my information and then I'll get the ticket link for you. But it's everything's in the bio. But yeah, if you're around, please come to a show. Like I said, LA this weekend. And then subscribe to the Patreon, and for just random solo episodes and for the future episodes. And lastly, please rate, review and all that, because it really helps. But other than that, enjoy this episode. The lads are brilliant. They're some of my favorite comedians, and we talk in this episode about like long-term relationships. Patrick's married, and Jeff just got engaged, so we chat about that. But yeah, talk to you soon. Love yous. Bye.
Eyes adjust eventually.
Yeah. Thank you.
Are my legs in it?
Tan, yeah, do you want my feet in this?
I think they are. Oh no, I don't care what's in it. Just once you get all
try
of this.
Try to
in
really
it.
Push the numbers by my sock feet.
Yeah, people love that.
They fucking love feet. It's so weird.
They love feet. It's so weird. Okay, that's recording. I'm just going to double check with this one.
God bless you.
Okay, that's recording. Okay, Patrick, you speak. Let's see how you sound.
Testing. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. This is where I will sit and talk at this level.
Okay, great. And you?
Oh, okay. I'll probably go like up here. I tend to shout.
Okay, yeah. Good. No, that's perfect. And then I'm like this. Okay.
Nice.
Okay. Okay. Yay.
Hey.
Okay. Oh. Okay. Welcome everybody back to The Shift. This week's guest is Jeff Sheen and Patrick Hasty.
Whoa.
Hello.
Hey.
Both I knew you guys from Like the old days.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
From the yesteryear.
Sure. Back when we were so young.
Back in the creek in the cave.
Mm-hmm. The old days, you call it? Is that pre-pandemic?
I guess so. You know, yeah. I just said it there. I didn't have any thought on it. I've never said it before. I heard yesteryear on the TV, I was like, I want to use that in my speech. Yeah,
you write it down in a notebook. You're like, yesteryear. I got to start using
that.
Yeah. That's cool. I had a word of the day calendar once. Did you know that?
Did you?
Yeah. One day was 9. The next day was 10. Turns out it was just a regular calendar. Pretty good.
That's good. I
like to start with like a stupid joke.
For the Patreons, really quickly, I'm doing it the opposite side because I have two guests. So let me know if you like it like this. I think for both of you, you both have jokes that I heard when I first moved over that I think about still.
Mm-hmm.
Yours was, you know this. I think I've said it to you many times.
Was it something about brushing bones?
Yeah, I love it.
Which I think was just a riff, but I don't even remember doing it.
You just were like looking straight out at the open mic audience, and you were like, hey, did you ever brush your teeth? And just be like, I'm just brushing my bones.
Every time
I brush my teeth, I'm like, are these bones?
Yeah, they're just bones, right? Yeah. You're just cleaning your bones.
I was thinking about that, not to step on your compliment of me that's coming up, I think, but I was thinking about that with fingernails last night. I was like, what the hell are these rock things doing on my hands, you know?
Like, oh, yeah, fingernails?
You know, they're just like, I'm sure they serve a purpose, but it's so strange.
Do you ever think about just like when you clip them, you know, and then you add them into like a jar?
Yeah, okay.
You know, like, can you grind them down and like turn it into a paste and maybe make something out of it?
Well, that would be great, especially if you shut it in a door and, you know, they fall off. You're like, oh, I'll just go get the jar, and then you...
Yeah, can you make a fingernail like a tile, you know?
I like this.
This would be good for Leland's podcast, actually. I feel like we're on Idiot's Catalog right now, podcast.
Sure.
We're sitting in the direction he does it. I'm like, no, you're on Katie Boyle's podcast. It's about relationships and dating. And
but
like,
another thing
can
about
I make
fingernail
some nail paste?
Yeah, you really want to make a nail paste? Is that a wild idea? Oh, all right. I'm sorry. I'm out there.
I'm going to move my microphone a little closer to me because I keep leaning back.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got bad posture. So I started it thinking I'd, and now, that's much better.
If I rotate this way, is that going to be bad for the camera?
No, I think it's fine. Because
I just need to be able to, I like connecting.
It's perfect. I think you're still in. I can't see, but I think you're
who
still in.
Who fucking cares?
I see an arm. So.
This arm? Photoshop it. Who cares?
Oh, I see the pink pillow.
Put a picture of me when I was young. Okay. Yeah. File photo. It's me in 2004.
Just a little boy over there hanging out with.
Wait, your nails are to like claw things back in the day. Like,
well, sure,
dig.
But now they're just sitting there.
Scratch.
Yeah, scratching and itching, you know? But you clip them off, and then it's just like this stuff I want to build out of.
Yeah, little half moons laying all around your carpet, you know? It's so strange.
Stop putting them in jars and stop putting them on the carpet.
Yeah.
Do you ever cut them too short, though, and they hurt?
Oh, boy. I bite them. You guys bite?
Oh, no. Mine are pretty long.
Oh, mine are a nightmare.
You nibble? I like to pull at the sides.
I do, too. Yeah, my cuticles are all screwed. I got a permanent thing in this thumb here.
Yeah.
Because I dug at it too hard and started a hole.
To this day,
it's the worst. Like, there are people that I grew up with who still send me messages sometimes. Like, remember that time you put that picture of your horrible thumb hole on Instagram?
Is that what this podcast is about, Katie?
Yeah,
I love it.
You mentioned a hole. Check.
Hey.
And I'm sure nails is some sort of kink. Check.
There we go.
My compliment to you, which I've also told you before, is I love that. And this is a few years into me being here, but it was the throwing a pig at somebody.
Yeah, it was fun. I remember because I think the first time I said that was just talking, you know, like you were able to speak. And I think afterwards you literally were like, that was so funny. And it was one of those things where I'm like, I didn't even know I said anything up there, you know, and I listen back
so
and now.
Funny.
Yeah, I think I say it all the time, you know? I say it when I'm just, at work, bored.
Yeah, throwing a pig at someone is hysterical.
My dad threw a pig at me.
He threw a pig at you?
Yeah, or that's what I say in the joke, you know?
Like a little pig or a big pig?
You can really whip them when they're little, yeah. You get some air on that fucker.
Well, so it was like a one-handed lip pig? Like you lift one hand and tossed it? Or like a two-hand toss?
Well, more like a... He was mad about some other stuff. It wasn't like that. Wasn't
yeah, sure.
He wasn't thinking. He wasn't working on his form when he tossed that guy.
he was
just trying to teach me a lesson about whatever I was doing wrong.
Yeah, I mean,
you know, it's kind of it's bad on the pig.
Yeah,
but it's also like he didn't hit you. So
sure. That's because I can dodge.
Yeah, you dodge a pig toss.
Yeah, you know, you work in a barn as a kid. You really got to learn.
Sounds like a weird ESPN game. Mm-hmm. Dodge the pig toss.
Oh yeah, it's something that's on like when the Super Bowl's on one channel, so then that's on another channel.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's just vegans protesting.
Yeah. Poor pigs. God bless it.
And then we're like, remember when we only ate them?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we have what I said earlier, three versions of relationships. Me in a relationship. Jeff Sheen just got engaged.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then you're married.
I'm married.
Also, you little rat. Because I know that you and her have been on and off for 10 years. But you, I didn't know you put that in your caption. And Leland was like, oh my God, Jeff and his girlfriend got engaged. And I was like, mm-hmm, and we're going out longer than them. And he was like, well, consistent, they're going out 10 years. And I was like, Jeff, you little rat.
I love it.
But this time around, it's like a year and a half, right?
Yeah, I think we're a year and a half. Maybe coming up on two, I think.
Dang.
Yeah.
That's but cool. Altogether, over the course of 10 years.
Mm-hmm. Altogether, yeah. If you take our breaks into effect, we're probably at 6 solid years.
So when you guys break up and go on breaks, it can work out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it works out.
I feel like that's something that I know so many couples that have broken up or gone on a break and then got back together later on. And that's never the TikTok advice. That's never the podcast
advice. They're always saying don't do it.
Yeah, you know, fuck him, move on. Like years ago, her and her partner broke up. And then a few months later, they were both kind of like, oh, actually, we made a mistake. But everybody else was like, no, don't. And I was the only person who was like, I thought you guys were really good together. Aww. And they got back together and they've been together since.
Yeah, they're still together?
Yeah.
All right, that's good to hear.
Yeah.
Every story you tell me, it never works.
Yeah.
They're both
10 years
actually.
Later, yes.
Well, I think I was the problem. That was most of it.
Sure, I can see that.
It's always the man.
Yeah, it was definitely the issue.
It's always the man. The woman has to have patience.
Yeah.
You ever have that situation though? This happened to me once where a couple broke up and then her and I like hooked up like in a whirlwind and then they got back together and just got married and fucking been together forever. So it's like they have this story. They've been together since middle school and I was like, well, technically. There was a couple of days there. And,
you weaseled in there. You
know, 9/11 was still really on our head. So I guess it makes sense, but pretty fun.
Yeah, that is fun.
Oh,
yeah.
God. Now I'm just thinking about all my friends who maybe wiggled in.
It was me.
Yeah.
A2 Brute. They're
all hanging on. They're using your situation. They're like, well, hey, maybe they'll break up and we'll get back together.
Wait, so how did you propose? Oh, you said this earlier.
I did it. I bought it. I bought the ring maybe like 3 weeks ago.
Whoa.
I don't know. When you bought the ring,
yeah.
Was it burning a hole in your pocket?
Oh my God. You don't I had mine for a long, long time. Like
did you really?
I mine,
couldn't last.
Because I'm stupid. I did it because I'm dumb and I thought I could do it beforehand. But
oh, okay. Yeah.
But yes,
I
100%. There was a time where it was burning a hole in my pocket.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was a time where it was buried in my dresser drawer and it was the last thing I wanted to think about because I was a maniac.
Sure, sure.
You're freaking out.
Too much. Yeah, I was supposed to propose. I was going to propose this 1 year because we went to Paris.
Mm-hmm.
And I was going to propose in the Eiffel Tower and then I didn't do it.
Oh, you panicked.
Yeah. And then a whole year went by.
Why'd you panic?
Because I was only proposing because I was failing out of college and I just kind of was trying to avoid it. And I was trying to avoid the fact that I was failing out of college and I thought that I was in love. We loved each other.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, if I propose, then everybody would be like, oh, Patrick and Stacy got proposed. Oh my God. He must have his shit together. And then I could be like, I'm taking time off from school to save money for the wedding.
Yeah.
When really I was just academically not allowed to be in the buildings.
So you wanted to be like, I failed out of college. And I was like, what? But I also proposed.
Exactly. That's how I've lived my entire life. And I told everybody in our hostel, we were staying at a hostel in Paris. I told everyone I was going to go do it.
Oh no.
So then on our way back from the hotel, from the Eiffel Tower, I was just like, I got to piss. And then I just ran ahead. And then went in. I was like, I didn't do it. Everybody shut up. All these Australians thinking like I'm an asshole.
Yeah. They just see you be just chicken out.
Yeah. But then a year later, I did propose with that same ring.
This is like a sitcom.
It was terrible.
But then you tried to at the Eiffel Tower, but then you already told us where you did propose.
I did propose in Rome at the Coliseum at midnight because you got to one up it, you know?
Yeah. You really had Europe sit on the mind.
Yeah. Student loans really pay for a lot of stuff if you burn them just right.
Americans love Europe.
Yeah.
It's a very ooh, fancy.
It's so magical.
Coliseum.
Well, I was going to do it in, my plane was Puerto Rico.
Yeah.
In October. We're going in October. So I was like, oh, I'll do it in Puerto Rico. It'll be nice. And she knew. She's also been like, when are you going to do this?
Yeah.
You know when a woman gets there, like, hurry up and buy the ring.
Yeah.
So you're just like, you know, you're going to get a yes. It's nice to feel confident.
Yeah. It's definitely not nice to not feel confident, I bet. Yeah. Will you? Huh? Yeah, we barely knew each other.
I don't know if you will or not.
Yeah.
But I had bought the ring 3 weeks ago, and we had also planned a Jersey Shore trip in a beach house, and I had the ring in my backpack, and we're like packing or whatever, and I was like, maybe I'll do it in Jersey Shore. And then at the last thing, I was like, no, stick the original plan, Puerto Rico, right? So I leave the ring, it's in like my backpack that I'm not taking, and then she's packing. She's like, I'm running out of room. And I was like, oh, just use the extra bag. And I like gestured at a different bag, but she thought she meant my bag. So I'm like, whatever, and she's like, saw the ring.
Oh, fuck.
Apparently. Because then we go to Jersey, and she's like mad and quiet and in a mood, you know? And I'm like,
why is she mad?
Because she noticed when we left, I left that bag.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
So she saw the ring and noticed I was not taking it.
That's hilarious.
So she thought it was going to happen there. Yeah. And then like the first thing, she's like, you know, I saw the ring and it's not. I packed because I thought you were going to propose. She had all these nice outfits.
No. Everywhere you went, she kept looking for her family to jump out of bushes and stuff.
She's getting a dessert like, oh.
She's taking she's like mushing it like oatmeal to make sure it's not in there for everybody. Oh, that's crazy.
So then when we get back here and then like whatever, unpack the next morning, she's like, I guess you should just hide the ring somewhere else. Now I know where it is.
Oh, that's great.
Anyway, yeah, I guess so. And then I went into the room and I just came out with it. And I was like, will you hide it on your hand?
Oh, fuck.
Oh, that's sweet.
Pretty good, yeah.
And she was happy?
Yeah, and she's all happy. And she likes the ring. Very excited about that. I picked a good one.
Yeah.
I picked the ring.
Where'd you get it?
No help. I had some help.
Jared?
I got it on...
Carrot?
Jared. Oh. He went to Jared, you know?
He went to Jared.
What's Jared?
You don't know?
Jared? Jewelry store.
Katie,
oh, okay.
You gotta get used to this country already, okay?
Thought it was the subway guy.
I was gonna say, yeah. No, all of his rings are ring pops for children.
His rings are different.
I don't get the joke.
He specializes in ring pops and Nuva rings, you know? That's his whole thing.
Yuck.
Famed pedophile.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I got it on him.
Well, if you're going to be a pedophile, you might as well be a famous one.
You might as well be famous, Yeah, can you imagine an unknown pedophile?
Yeah, yeah. Just hustling.
They're out in the wild.
At the pedophile open mics, just hustling.
Just say there's a law at the regular open mics.
Yeah. I only got 800 followers.
Yeah. They're like, you know, I went to college with Bill Cosby. Never mind.
But no, I got it on the cruise ship that I was working on.
Oh, yeah.
Because there's a jewelry store.
Sure. Is it expensive? I know that might be a rude question, but I have no idea at what concept of how much wedding rings are or engagement rings. Are they like...
I mean, however much you want to.
Okay,
because
when you said burning a hole in your pocket, I thought you meant because you'd spent so much money.
Oh.
Oh. I mean, I spent a good chunk of money, I think, to me. Mm-hmm. But to some other people, it would be not much at all.
It's just
a percentage of what you have, really.
Yeah.
I used to do a bit where I said how much I spent, and like people would laugh in like the wrong way.
Oh,
they'd be like,
oh,
gross.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh, no.
But I was like 22 or something.
Yeah.
You know?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, because Chelsea said she was talking to a friend of hers who's a... older woman was like, she was like telling her, she's like, now look, he's gonna get you a ring. It's your first one. It's gonna be a tiny little nugget on a thin, tiny band.
Yeah.
All right, because he's poor.
Yeah.
And then actually got her a nicer one. Than
nice.
That.
Yeah,
so
fuck that.
Yeah,
friend.
Take that, Rachel.
Yeah. Oh, Rachel.
Yeah, dummy.
No, I wouldn't mind whatever price that was spent on it, but I think I'd be more pissed if they spent too much and then didn't have money for like. You know, the future.
Yeah.
That would annoy me. I know that my stepmom told my dad not to get her a ring.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
She didn't think it was going to work out.
Which I think he took too seriously. But I think she was like, use the money to put, to build a house.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what we're talking about now.
Well, I think that's kind of like the idea of like getting a really fancy, expensive engagement ring is for rich people. Like the people whose family are going to pay for the wedding and they're already going to be set up. Because like, that's what we did. We had nothing. So it's like, I spent a little bit on the ring, but like we also paid for our wedding and did all that kind of stuff. And then also had bills and a life already going, you know? So it's like, I think if you're just not a rich person, you just gotta, You just pay, get the ring you need to get. You know?
Yeah, you just get what you need to get. This is the ring I'll show, dude.
Oh, it's you did great.
Is that a good job? I thought I did a pretty good job.
It looks like a butterfly.
Yeah, I love the separate. Yeah.
She wanted something weird.
So yeah.
Her sister sent me pictures.
It's
different things. And I was like, okay, so I'm looking for weird.
How did you know what finger size she was?
I stole one of her rings.
Oh.
That's good.
Yeah.
Turns out it's a toe ring.
Yeah. It's a baby toe ring.
Yeah.
I love it. That's great. For the listener, if anybody just didn't get to see that, it's black and it looks like a spider. It's like a plastic spider you would get.
It has fuck you written across it.
Yeah,
it's a Halloween style ring.
Yeah. Sure.
We're a Halloween couple.
Yeah. Oh, she got
it. It lights up.
Not at all.
If Leland got me a $100 ring, that would still be way more expensive than any other ring I own. All my rings are like $10.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's nice. That's a nice part about dating a poor woman, too.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. They got no standards.
Yeah.
I have no standards.
My wife doesn't even got a dad, you know? I can really get away with a lot.
Yeah. Same here, brother.
Yeah,
same
dude,
here.
Let's do it. Did you get in one of your own rings? Like, have you started that process yet?
No,
you
not
just
yet.
Gotta get
just
it.
Did.
Oh, you mean the wedding ring?
Because, like, you can buy, when I got this, when I got her ring, I got, like, a thing that was like, okay, now when it's time for the wedding, I'll get my wedding ring and her wedding ring, and it's, like, all part of the package.
Oh.
But I didn't have to go get the second half of the package for, like, a year and a half.
I forgot about wedding rings.
Yeah.
Where are you going to have the wedding?
I have no idea.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. You're like, again, I just got engaged.
Yeah, it just happened. She's talking upstate.
Yeah, upstate's great. There's like barns and shit.
Some barn upstate.
Yeah,
barn.
I already looked into that, even though I'm not even nearly engaged. But it's just nice and it's something to look forward to in the future.
Where do you want to get engaged?
A barn
or
upstate.
You want to get engaged in a barn?
No.
That's where my dad used to throw pigs at me.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to get your dad to throw the pig with the ring on it.
That'd be great,
with
actually.
The ring.
No, not engaged in a, but married in a barn.
You want to get married in a barn?
Yeah, because I think there's cute ones upstate
Buddy,
that are
I got
like
a
$5,000.
Oh.
And then there's more packages and stuff, but it's pretty affordable. It's not crazy.
I can get you married in a barn like this. Right. Like, you just come to my parents' house. We got to shovel some stuff, but I mean, it'll look good.
Well, it has to be in New York, not Iowa. Right?
Oh, yeah, sorry. No, yeah. All my barns are in Iowa.
Plus, because, like, my family would come over, so upstate would be kind of close.
Yeah, that's what we look. You can get, like all those big, giant houses that you can rent.
There's, that's where Chris Calgiro and Emily Winter, they got married upstate at one of those, like,
she got married. Things. They got married at the place that, like, eight other comics have gotten married.
That's where Casey and Robbie got married.
Maybe.
Casey and Robbie?
Yeah, they got married.
That was their same
spot. It's like,
wow,
it's
maybe
like,
I should just look at that spot.
It was great. It was
not
really
even
fun.
Engaged. What am I doing?
Yeah, and they had like little campsite or little like small houses that different couples could stay in and stuff like that. So like all the comedians kind of stuck to themselves out there.
Mm-hmm.
And then like all the family had like house, you know, rooms and stuff. It was really
fun. Yeah, they
had
rooms in the house. Yeah,
and it was a barn. Yeah, so.
I've been there twice.
Yeah. You walk in.
Two separate weddings.
The staff. The bartender's like, hey, Jeff.
Yeah, he's recognized.
They should give discounts for comedians at this point.
Yeah. They really should.
Yeah.
So I went there for Robbie and Casey, and I went for Tito Garza. Got
sure.
There too.
Oh, yeah. I did know Tito Garza. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's, yeah.
Are you close to Robbie or Casey or both?
Both, but I'd say more Robbie.
Have you seen their baby yet?
I've seen photos, yeah.
I've
but
just
not
seen
like
photos.
I've never seen a live action.
I want to go real and like. Hold the baby.
Yeah?
Like, if that was a guy, it would sound...
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, I don't know if I'm like, hey, Robbie, can I come over and hold your baby?
Hey, bud.
I feel like if I hold it, I'll know it. Do you hear me? I'll know if I want to have a kid. I just don't know
You
yet.
Think that's going to do it? That one sec?
Yeah, I just haven't seen babies in a long time. And the last baby I saw was at Leland's parents, and his dad just kind of like threw the baby at me, so I wasn't prepared, like your dad.
Yeah.
And the baby was screaming the whole time, and it was like a whole...
Like that.
And I felt like I was like, it was a pig.
Yeah.
I felt like I was being like watched, like,
you're
trying to see if your ovaries were reacting.
Yeah.
And they weren't. They were shutting down.
That's like, crazy. Yeah. I don't know. The idea of kids. Are you going to have kids? Or have you guys? I think
it's all science points.
Sounds
to
like
yes.
it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's in other words, Chelsea wants to have kids.
She does. Yeah. I mean, I also do.
You want
to like,
be a dad?
Yeah. I'd
You'd
be
a great.
Oh, it'd be great. They'd be all weird.
Yeah. They're in the bathroom being like, I'm brushing my bones, Daddy.
Yeah, it's
like,
real
good son.
Weird.
Floss those bones.
Yeah, I love eating strange things.
Yeah,
and they have loads of paste from all their nails.
Mm-hmm.
They stink, but you don't know why. It's nothing that makes sense.
We go over to your house and the bathroom has like these weird tiles and you're like, they're my nail paste tiles.
They're my nail paste tiles. I ground up the family nails.
You remember when we did that podcast, right?
I had a great idea, yeah. Okay, so you do want to have kids.
Oh, yeah, I would. And I think I would like yeah, having kids and also being big into Halloween.
I love Halloween. Halloween was the best for me as a kid. That was the only time that was the best.
Sorry. Yeah. Does that mean you're not big into Halloween currently?
I currently enjoy Halloween.
Yeah, but you plan on...
But if you have like a family and you're like the Halloween family...
Dress the whole house.
That's hilarious.
I would love to be the Halloween family.
Oh, wow.
Do you find the cruises have been a real help? Like, if you're going to be a dad, cruises are like a nice substantial income, right?
Yeah.
It's like having a full-time job as a comedian.
I can afford to have a kid?
This kid's going to
be on food stamps. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Plus, you plan on taking off, right?
Yeah, I'm out on the seas all the time.
You're planning Halloween at your bachelor pad.
Just these poor kids. I haven't seen my dad. He's on the seas. Everyone's like, oh, your dad's in the Navy? No.
The Navy of laughter.
Yeah.
Saving lives with jokes. Mm-hmm.
I don't see my dad because he's got to tell his jokes on the cruise.
Yeah.
Which Golly. Is... You know, sounds about right.
Yeah, who cares?
And you never wanted kids.
We talked about it. We had always talked about it and stuff like that. It was always on the table.
Yeah.
But then as we kept going, we're just like, it's not on the table. I don't think anymore. You know, like I could see something happening where like maybe when we're like 40s, we're like, hey, let's adopt some little idiot. You know.
Oh, you might adopt.
Oh yeah, or like, but I don't think that's gonna happen. Yeah. But I don't know.
Adopt.
It's really fun to just be kind of like open about it. Like I feel old enough that like people should like all my nephews are like getting married now. Like they're all grown ups.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like if we started having kids now, it'd be like such a funny thing to do.
Yeah. Oh yeah, yeah.
But yeah, I don't think it's gonna happen. But I wouldn't rule it out.
Okay. Yeah, and if you adopt too, that's like you, all of a sudden you got like a 5-year head start.
Yeah. My friends just did that. I went back.
Oh, because they're five.
Yeah. I went back to Iowa a couple months ago, and I saw my friends who are a couple who I hadn't seen since pre-pandemic, and they're not on social media, so I don't really keep in touch with them. And I was talking to them like, "How's it going?" And they're like, "Oh, good. We just adopted a 12-year-old boy." And
Whoa.
I was like, "What?
12 is quite old for adopting."
Well,
a kid.
Apparently he was 10 in like 2020 when they first. Started fostering him or something, but they had just finalized the adoption like that month. But I was just like, what are you talking about? Like hearing that is crazy that two people you only know as one thing is just like all of a sudden now in charge of a preteen. Yeah. You know?
That's so funny.
I think it's like one of the nice things you can do because in the teens or near teens
don't
get adopted.
It. Yeah.
And they're probably, they need
Yeah,
they
nobody
love.
Wants those ones.
Yeah,
it's like an old cat.
Yeah.
Or like a cat with like a missing leg or whatever.
And if they don't get it, then they got to be put down and that's always hard.
Yeah, you know? What, the cat or the kid?
The kid, the facilities.
Yeah.
But it's like, it's like they just had a kid 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And they're just like, all of a sudden, bam, here
Boom,
he is.
Here he
We've
is.
Been hiding him in the basement.
Yeah, it's like they had a kid and he got snapped by Thanos.
Oh, I think that was part of it too.
Yeah. Marvel Universe is how I understand things.
Yeah, sure.
And I do not understand that at all.
And then he came back.
Okay. Oh, wow. And he's a grown.
He's grown, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's fun. I would like to have one original, maybe one adopt.
Original?
Yeah, give me an original.
What original one extra green?
And then you can see which one you love more, your own blood or your...
Yeah.
That honestly feels terrifying. I'm not kidding. That feels so strange. It's like, if you only have your words original, or if you only adopt, yes. But if you have one or the other, and then all of a sudden you're just like, oh, I don't give a shit about this one.
Oh, yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Like, I feel like that
would
be...
Or if you like the other one better, because the other one could be, like, more polite or whatever, or whatever, and you're, and like, a more gecko, and then you're like, this lump of shit that I created.
Yeah, this guy's an idiot. Yeah. He's got all my idiot genes in it.
I think, exactly, you just start feeling bad about yourself. Mm-hmm. I think, if you adopt a baby, it's easier to love them unconditionally because they're just all cute. But it must be like you have to be such a good person to adopt a 10 to 11, 12, 13, 14 who has their own baggage, their
especially
own trauma.
Mm-hmm. For someone like my friends, they didn't have kids. So it's not like they had their own kids and then adopted and then started fostering and adopted a 10-year-old. They just went from two people who like to swing dance and play video games to all of a sudden having a 10-year-old in the house. Like, you got to see him in the halls.
Did you meet the 10-year-old?
I did not. I did not, but I think in September I will be meeting
him. I am so excited for you to tell us off air what this kid is like.
I think he's going to be fucking weird.
Do you know what drew them to this 10-year-old?
Did he
like swing dancing in video games?
Probably, yeah. I don't really know where... I don't know all the... I didn't get into the specifics. But it just blew my mind. And like coming back and telling my wife, I was like, so I saw them. I don't want to say their names because I'm going to badmouth their kid. But I was like, oh, yeah, I saw them. And Stacey was like, oh, cool. How are they? And I was like, they have a 12-year-old. And it's just so insane. Wow.
I've watched so many episodes of Law and Order, and I'm not saying that they are this.
But if it was
my friends, I'd be like, are you a pedophile?
Yeah, because
it's like...
not even a famous
If that was
one.
A Law and Order episode, you're ordering a 12-year-old kid? It was like...
Well, I don't think they ordering. Yeah.
Hello.
Hey, you got
to go, please.
I don't know how to say this. Dick sucking lips? Is that a
thing? Oh, God.
Hey, you put it
why
there.
Why was this? You put it there originally.
This
with
is what
the
shift
pedophile.
Is.
Yeah. It's not. We're anti. We say pedophiles, by the way. I know the
yeah,
Irish people rolled their eyes as I was saying pedophiles. Yeah, we say pedophiles.
Pedophiles?
No, it's not strange. No. I'm sorry. It's not strange. I just love that small stuff.
Yeah,
the
way they pronounce it.
Aluminium, aluminum,
yeah.
things
oh, yeah,
like that.
Because you guys will pronounce the last letter of every word very, like, long, and it annoys Leland, but sometimes, he'll be like, oh, we should go to France, and I'll be like, France, and he'll be like, shut the fuck up, and then he'll do, like,
and
like
it also
accent.
France.
Doesn't
yeah,
sound
so
that way
long.
To France. Him at all.
France.
Yeah, see, you pronounce word end a sentence words really long. Like we're going to the hospital. Like I don't know, it's just like hospital.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
It's something.
I'd love it if this isn't like a Irish American thing, and this is just simply a thing in your head. Like people are like, I don't know what she's talking about.
Yeah, Katie just talks fast.
Yeah. No, in Ireland they definitely don't pronounce the last. It's definitely
you don't
an
even
American
need,
thing.
Yeah.
Oh,
like,
sure.
Oh,
and
a lot
specifically
of
a comedian thing as well, because Americans do it and comedians do it more.
Mm. Yeah, comedians definitely.
On punchline.
Yeah, if you drag it out for laughs.
Laugh.
1,000%.
I like how PETA.
But it is
like
an accent thing too.
It seems like you hate PETA.
PETA. Yeah. Pedophile.
It does feel strange.
Like PETA, the with the animal rights.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were talking about PETA bread.
I bet you that's somebody's joke. They're like, so I reach, I love animals, so I reach into my pedophile. And it doesn't, I'm arrested.
I'm a big pedophile.
Yeah.
Love PETA.
It shouldn't have file, because file is usually like something positive. No.
Oh, yeah, break it down.
I don't know.
Like
I just wish there was more like one for the sinister evil stuff and then one for the, because if you're like a, what are the other files?
Cinephile.
Like,
cinephile. That's somebody who only watches movies under 5 years ago.
Is it? Oh, yeah.
I don't know. It's like a pedophile.
Yeah, like a cinema
young
thing.
Young movies.
Yeah.
Is it?
No, they just like movies.
Oh, yeah.
just movies in general.
Yeah, cinephile.
PG 12.
Yeah, only G and PG.
Senile? That's a different thing, right?
Yeah, that's just old people.
Cinephile. That's all I got.
Crocodile.
I got nothing else.
I don't know. Is there only those two?
I thought there was way more.
You're either a cinephile or you're a pedophile.
Yeah.
Because an aphile or whatever is like someone who does the thing a lot, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, something like that.
We should change course.
I feel like this isn't... this doesn't...
We're trying to learn just between the three of our brains.
Get your laptop out and Google pedophile.
Yeah.
It's over there. No. I was like, it's over there, not like I should not.
Yeah, get Leland in here on the laptop. Yeah. Tell him to look it
He's
up.
He's like, you're not going to believe this. I already got this open.
Okay, wait. Okay.
Reconnect.
So, back to the... when you proposed in the Colosseum... Was that outside the Colosseum?
Yeah, I didn't go inside like the lions and
You're
fighters
like,
and stuff.
So many people died.
No,
here.
It was New Year's Eve, and so it was like Times Square is full of people. It was like that. It was full of people, and you can drink in the streets there. So we're like assholes to elbows with each other, and strangers. And the countdown starts, and then I just go like 5, 4, 3. You guys know the numbers, and I go, "Will you marry me?" And then I show the ring, and she's like, "Ah!" Because she had no fucking idea.
Oh, well, if she'd seen it a year ago, a year went past.
Yeah. I hit it really good in that door.
Yeah, real good hiding.
But it was great because I gave it to her right then, and then midnight, and then literally we had like these plastic cups, and you'd drink your wine, and another glass would come in and fill it, or a bottle would fill it. So like, it kind of felt like the entire country was celebrating our engagement with us.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, it was really sick. And she had no idea that it was going to happen. I feel like if we were still together and I had just never proposed and we never got married, we would be in the exact same spot. Like, I don't think she gave...
Nothing would change.
Like, she was excited, but I don't think it was, like, driving her,
Yeah. So what made you propose? What made you get married then?
I think it was because I kind of wanted that. I wanted to like make it official and stuff like that. And I was probably also, I definitely was failing out of a different college. And so I love the distraction, you know?
Yeah. So if you were doing fine in school, you guys wouldn't be married.
Yeah. If I hadn't found stand-up, we would definitely have kids. You know what I mean?
I feel like if we ever hear that you're renewing your vows, mm-hmm. we're going to know something is happening.
Yeah.
Like, oh, no. Somebody give him a call.
No.
he's what's it when people go in debt in this country?
Bankrupt.
Bankruptcy. Yeah.
Wait, do you have no more student loans now because of Biden?
Fuck no. That all fell apart. I was supposed to not.
I just saw a tweet that he forgave all the loans. If
he forgave some.
Was there something new that's happened since the Supreme Court ruling?
I don't know. I get notifications from Twitter now. I don't know how I do, but I have my notifications off for everything. And I think Twitter is like bullying me and sending it to me because it treads now.
Mm. Sure.
Trying to get its people. But anyway, I got a tweet that said
they're talking about it again.
They did. I was supposed to lose all my loans. So Stacy. Mm. And then we qualified doing that thing that we had to do. We filled out the paperwork. Mm-hmm. And then that got put on hold. And then the Supreme Court said no. But if something new has happened, boy, that'd be great. Because I hate those fuckers.
Oh, how do you know about your loans? Because I keep asking Lena and he's like, I don't know. But he went to college for a small period.
He should know. Maybe he's in denial like me. You might get engaged here soon.
I'm not getting married until I find out about those fucking loans. I'm not taking on loans.
When we got married, it was fun. That's crazy because I don't know. If you guys have known each other for these times, maybe you already had all this info. Mm-hmm. But like, we got married in like 2 weeks late. And I've never been good with money. She was always been better with money. And we got married and all of a sudden I found out she had this one credit card that had like thousands of dollars. I had no idea. She'd never mentioned it before. And I was just like, what the hell? We just have 6,000 extra dollars of debt now?
Yep.
I'm like, God dang it, mm-hmm. dude. So you make sure to talk about all that stuff. You know?
No, I know it's coming.
I'm going to be like, show me your credit karma.
Yeah.
I got medical debt heading my way.
Yeah.
Oh, you I know. Do?
Yeah, she's got medical debt.
Oh, she mm. has. She oh, I does. Thought you meant something happened to you.
No, she's got medical debt. I'm debt free. I'm fine. Nice. I got no student loans. That's why I don't care if they
forget. Did you
them.
Have them?
No, never had them.
Oh, you didn't go?
Did you go to college?
No. Dropped out
Hell
before
yeah,
they could get me.
Yeah. I did too. I
dropped
out too.
As well. So maybe that's. Oh my God.
No, cuz I dropped out and failed out of several and I still have to pay those.
Dropped out after a year, though, I think.
Maybe he just didn't take out a lot then.
Yeah, I dropped out real early, so I didn't really get. I think I paid mine off like they're like $1,200.
Yeah. Oh,
so I'm like, I'm very, brilliant. You know, I'm with the Republicans on this one.
Yeah.
Make them pay
and
their
a
debts.
Couple, a lot of other stuff too.
Yeah. Wait, so she has medical? Did something bad happen to her? Was it really? Because it's really scary. Like I have savings, and it's literally for in case touch wood something happens mm-hmm. with medical over here because it's a terrifying.
Oh yeah, it's brutal over here.
Three stitches for me was $3,000, but I just. Wouldn't pay, and I told them I'd leave the country, so I got it down to $300.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah.
If you like wait on them, and you'd be like, I don't have it. They'll be like, all right, fine, just give us $50.
Yeah.
Like
they don't
need
crazy.
It. We all know.
They're literally like some mafia.
Yeah, it's a wild scam.
I can't imagine. I just let them. I die. I just be like, fuck it. Who cares? Like I haven't had to go to the doctor or anything for anything. Like I've gone to the doctor, but I haven't had to ever be in the hospital. I've never had a surgery. I've never had any of that kind of stuff. So, like, I feel like, especially this late in the game, if it happens, just take me. Who cares?
Or
I had a good run.
If you get shot, just, like, hold it and then go to JFK and then get on a plane to Europe and then just go into a hospital there.
Oh, yeah.
Excuse me. Can I get a Dr. Pepper? Dr. Pepper, please.
Also, I think if you just go in with no ID and then you just don't give your real name and address. So a couple of Irish have done that who are undocumented.
Stuff here?
Yeah. That's they just cool. give
yeah.
a fake.
I have a whole story about when I went to the hospital. I gave him a fake name.
Love oh, is it. This your... Yeah, you have a bit about mm-hmm. it, and then your head. I saw that on your clip today.
Yeah, I just lied. The paramedic told me to do it.
Oh, yeah. That's good.
He said, just give me a fake name.
Solidarity, I love
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah,
what was your fake name, do you know?
He actually gave it to me. It was Jeff Adams.
Oh, that's still pretty close.
Oh, because in the bit you said my name is Jeff, and he's like, okay, well,
I legit said,
name?
I did say, I really said Jeff Shine.
Oh, yeah, that's fine.
Because I thought in my head, for some reason at the time, you're like, keep it close.
I feel like I would focus too hard on that part, and that's why I'd be like, my name is Kirk Tap Hostapip. Or something. My name all I am Priest Hataki. Like it's like an amalgamism of all my
you just
letters.
It's just you're just what's that movie? Kaiser Soze.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm Saint John
Hospital.
I said Jeff Adams, and then when we get there, he was like, just say you're Jeff Adams.
Mm-hmm.
And then when they told me to go out in the waiting room and they were gonna like bring me back and there's gonna be like more tests and stuff. Mm-hmm. the guy was like, he saw me and he's like, just get out of here, just sneak away.
The
paramedic guy was like, just leave.
Why did he bring you in the first place if you?
Well, to make they sure. Went, yeah, yeah, to went and they checked me out with the concussion stuff, like they shine the light in the eyes and like let's see if everything. But then they wanted to keep going further because they're a hospital. Like, let's do a whole scan of your brain. Let's see if there's any internal stuff. And he was like, you're probably fine. Get out of here.
Yeah. And now, as you're saying this, your nose starts bleeding.
Yeah. Yeah. And now I'm usually just
talking about cleaning your bones.
Yeah. That just happens every few minutes. Yeah. But other than that.
Okay. And so then, they never sent you a bill for anything.
No, I had no idea who I was. Just a random man.
That's so great. Yeah, I knew an Irish guy who got knocked over by a car and did that.
Yeah.
And like he went in and had to be in hospital for a day and stuff, but he just gave a fake name and
that's good.
Address. Yeah.
Oh, really? He was in like a day? Slept overnight?
Yeah, you got run over by a car.
That's good, even.
But he doesn't carry ID because he's undocumented.
Yeah.
In between apartments, that works out too, you know? Hey, my name's Gary and my tummy hurts. Let's go.
Yeah, I need a place to sleep tonight.
Yeah, can I get a doctor member?
Yeah, so I'm going to be taking on. Chelsea, though, does have medical debt.
Yeah,
so.
That's wild.
I don't know where it's at.
Is it large?
She says it's large.
Oh, no.
And you know it's like scary when they don't give you a number.
She's not telling you the number.
Yeah. It's not a number. It's just large.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to look at her credit karma.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's what my wife, she has a lot of student loans as well, but she had to go to college for an extra year. That's like her degree. She's a landscape architect. And so she had an extra year of college, and then plus they had a required study abroad program. So she came out of college with like $70,000 in debt or something like that, which she makes great money, and she's very good at it and everything. Mm-hmm. But still, so goddamn much money, you know?
She hasn't paid it off yet?
Not yet. No, we're still working on it.
Well, yeah?
But we also do other stuff too, you know? Like we like to go to San Francisco and stuff and hang out. She gambles, you know? You know it.
It is a hilarious debt because it's just like, yeah, I got to pay off this loan, but I want to go to San Francisco.
I hate him. I hate him so much. And so we just pay I've just paid the exact minimum since like 2008.
Does it fuck up your credit score or only if you don't pay it?
I don't know. Yeah. Like my credit score's okay. When we got our last apartment, it was okay. But I hate the whole thing. I hate the whole system. I want to burn it down. Literally, they gave me like $30,000. I was 3 months removed from a rap metal band. You know, I was in high school.
Oh, yeah.
3 months later, $30,000. Here you go.
No, that's crazy.
Yeah,
that's
from from Iowa student loan. It was predatory. They got sued by the FCC. Is that what it is? They got sued because they were being predatory with the way they were giving out all their student loans, Iowa State specifically, an Iowa student loan company.
Oh, really?
And so they had to pay like $10 million penalty. But it didn't affect any of our loans.
That makes no sense.
Make any sense.
Dumb as
hell.
They
make $10 million just to go back to the government.
Yeah, it was
and
crazy.
And then you don't get
And they
loans.
Stayed a company and got to just do loans again.
America's crazy. This is one thing with, like, it's minor compared to this, but even the way you guys work at, like, a regular job. So, like, in Ireland, it's, like, 40 maybe to 45 hours a week. And, like, but the mindset here is you should do 80 hours and you shouldn't take a break. And like then it's like spread amongst the employees. I remember my friend saying like how so she'd start at 7 at this accountant job and then maybe clock out at 11 p.m. But like even to go on the break, some of the other employees are like, oh, I'm just gonna eat at my desk.
Yeah.
And it's like it's all like everybody else is like bullying each other to like oh
that's what it is
and like compete. And it's like take a fucking break.
Luckily, I think I work in a job. My day job has a lot of. Gen Z, like right out of college, people.
Oh yeah, they like breaks.
They're smart, and also they all went through college with the pandemic, so they understand things, and so they're all like there's a real divide you'll see between like the Gen Z people are like, I'm out at 5, it's done, I'm done, you know. But then like the millennial, like you're saying, the people that are like in their late 20s, early 30s, they're sending you emails at 9 p.m. at night, and you're like, buddy, get the heck off this thing, you know?
Oh, yeah.
It's really.
Hey, you got to grind, though, baby.
Terrible, I know.
You always got to grind.
I
got to
be.
It's too much. The pandemic saved my life. It killed a lot of people, but it saved me.
I really had a good time, too, during it. Yeah,
it was
for
the
most
first
of
time I was like, not had like 4 jobs at once or something. And I was like, what am I doing? This is crazy. And ever since then, I like work smarter instead of like. Babysitting, bartending, sales, beer, comedy, podcast. I had like multiple podcasts, like all over the gaff. And now it's
a break.
That's what I think
grind also.
Yeah. You're a big grinder. That's what the pandemic did to me too, is it made me like, it was like the first time I had to like stop and take a look at myself as like a grown up, you know, because I just had my head down moving forward since like I was 22 or something. Yeah. And I was just like, oh, okay, let's change this up, you know?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It was great.
I stopped drinking. That was about...
Did you?
Because I was drinking too much during the pandemic.
Yeah.
I would get hammered and just play World of Warcraft. Yeah. Most of my pandemic.
I started drinking tequila in the pandemic. I never drank tequila
before.
Party
animal.
Me and a bunch of people were drinking so much that two of those people quit drinking. I kept drinking, but I never drank loads. I drank more in the pandemic, but then I kind of, you know. I mean, I drank loads from 13 to 25, blackout every weekend.
13?
Yeah.
Aye, aye, aye.
But I mean, the pandemic wasn't like the, you know, already, I already have a problem.
Yeah, I was getting blackout a lot.
Yeah.
Somebody, my buddy, well, Tim McLaughlin told me, he was like, your house when you had a barbecue, you were hammered. You said, you threw on The Matrix 2 and you told everyone it was your favorite movie. I was like, no, I didn't. He's like, yeah. He kept saying, this is my favorite one.
Yeah, but maybe you were trying to be sarcastic, but you were so drunk it sounded genuine. You were like, this is the best bit ever.
I don't remember.
Or else you secretly loved that movie.
Yeah. I never had too much of a problem, but I did black out a lot in college when I was doing the heavy drinking. Like, you apparently were at 14. And I would black out a lot. And my thing when I would black out in our college town is, I guess I'd go rip license plates off cars. That was like... Patrick's blacked out. He's ripping my license.
Oh, you animal.
And I wouldn't know it until I'd wake up in the morning and my hands would be all like sliced up.
This is such a specific. You're like a lysophile.
Sure.
Yeah, you love lice.
I run it back.
Yeah.
License.
Wow. It was crazy. But, and I'd wake up and I'd be like, oh, no, like the Hulk. I'd be like, it happened again. Yeah. I go up and there's just mangled. Because I think
Hulk?
No, I think I
you
thought
said
I.
Like the Hulk?
Like the Hulk.
Oh, the because
he'd wake up and be like, oh, yeah, no, yeah, you know? Yeah. That was a joke. It was like
I
MCU
thought you were
stuff,
talking
sorry.
About Hulk from Peter Pan.
No,
like,
but
what
we can.
Is he doing?
Yeah, we can if you want to.
God bless Robin Williams. But I'd wake up and then I'd go upstairs and there'd just be like mangled license plates on our coffee table.
You just hate bureaucracy.
I did, yeah. Yeah, it was wild.
You get in big trouble for that.
Oh, yeah. It was bad. It was a bad thing to do. But then I stopped drinking. That was when I stopped drinking, like, liquor. And then I was just a drunk. I just drank beer for years. And
it's really hard. Like, we would drink a lot, obviously, back home. But it's hard in the States because it's like shot beer is the cheap deal. So when you're younger, you do. And your shots are like at least 2.5 of the shots back home. Mm-hmm. But then again, like, we were like down in Naggins and stuff. But still, it is hard when you're drinking here. If you're the cheaper budget, the more you drink.
Yeah,
you're
doing
this PBR with a shot. Oh, I was getting hammered. That was the worst blackouts I ever had was when I first moved here, so I had to, like, tone it down.
Oh, yeah, we'll pour them down your throat. Mm-hmm. We're a party town. Do you think you said you work with a lot of Gen Z?
Yeah.
Do you think they're going to be dumb?
No, I think they're great. I think they're going to... I think we're all still going to burn.
Yeah?
But I think they're all, like, they know it already, and they're, like, already adjusted to it.
Really?
Yeah, they're not delusional. It wouldn't surprise me if Gen Z just didn't have kids.
Yeah.
The entire generation just doesn't have them.
Yeah, like maybe like a Children of Men thing where they're not able.
Now that movie I love.
That's a good one. You love that. You put that on. Matrix 2 ends and you're just like, all right, guys. Children of Men.
Oh, yeah. Children of Men is a great movie. I love that movie. Yeah, yeah. I know. I think Gen Z are right. They're like, why are we? We'll do 40 hours. That's crazy.
There's a
like,
lot.
I want to live my life.
And they like have. They're all political in the right. Now maybe it's just the swath of the ones I know. You know,
I don't know
a ton. But like the ones I do know, they're all politically in the right way. They're all very like they don't put up with shit, I don't think. So like if somebody yells at them or whatever, or if something happens, not just work related, but like they stand up for themselves. They have confidence that I think millennials especially we didn't have that, you know.
Oh,
that's so true.
Yeah. I don't like that.
No, it's our coffee shop across the street one time, me and I don't know if you guys know her, Chansu, she's another comedian, but we were having coffee and the girl who served us was so nice, and I go a lot there and she'd always be there, but she had her back turned to us and the music was turned off and she was on the phone with I guess her boss, and she was like, and she's definitely like Gen Z, but she was like, you do not get to talk to me like that. I do not appreciate it, and I wonder if you would talk to a man like that. I feel like maybe you're only talking to me because I'm a woman, but it's not okay and I will not work under these conditions. And then she turned around and we were all like, what?
Yeah.
But then I never saw her again. And yeah, I don't like whoever I don't like whoever they replaced. Yeah, yeah, no, I don't like who they replaced her with because he never remembers my order. I don't know how.
Yeah, but he don't talk back.
Yeah.
If you want them, they'll talk back, but they'll make a great cup of coffee. Oh, yeah. And I honestly, I've started going to a different coffee shop because this guy, every time I have to be like, yes, I live in the neighborhood. And no, this is not what I ordered.
Yeah.
And for Irish people, that's really hard.
Yeah.
So many times I would just drink it, but then eventually I'd get a bit of Gen Z confidence and be like, sorry, this isn't actually.
Yeah.
Maybe it's like Gen Z women, you know, they're mm-hmm. confident, and Gen Z men
we
are
don't know.
Dumb.
I don't work with any Gen Z
men. He's not
men,
a Gen
so
Z,
no
I don't think.
Oh, really?
He seems older. Yeah, he seems like he's
a dumb old man.
He's like, no, our age. Yeah.
He's stupid old
I'm,
man.
Yeah, I'm a dumb old man. I get it. Yeah, I'm dumb as hell.
You said you only work with Gen Z women.
Just women, yeah. It's a PR firm, so it's mostly that's what they deal in is young women, you know? A lot like
sure.
the
I was hosting
pedophiles.
I'm just gonna keep going. I was hosting a show and it was one of like the weekend ones at New York and mm-hmm. there was like four Gen Z here, but I talked to everybody, so I knew their age, so 20, 21. And I had a good time with them, but I don't say anything fucking crazy. And I have an accent, so people don't even know what I'm saying half the time.
Sure,
so they just laugh.
They just laugh.
Yeah, they're like, oh, that doesn't seem offensive. She's from a different country. But it was the night when it was like Ryan Long, I don't know, maybe like Aaron Burr, maybe some other
spicy meatballs.
Yeah, someone else who it was a woman but is like pretty dark, maybe like Adrian Lapalucci or something.
Oh,
I can't
sure,
maybe
yeah.
one of
these are three spicy meatballs. Right
yeah,
there.
And yeah. then like it was so funny because they were just like arms folded, miserable the whole show, just looking offended.
Yeah.
They really couldn't enjoy it, but but I did say that to them later. I was like, you guys look like you're having the worst time, and they were just like, yeah. Uh-huh.
Really?
Yeah, they're all yeah.
Oh no.
I didn't feel bad for them, but then again, I think like, I don't think Ryan Long's comedy goes well with maybe like Gen Z.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's like music, you know, it's that old adage about comedy. It's like, it's not music.
Yeah.
You know, you like classical music, and so you go to a concert that's a metal concert, and then you're just bored the whole time.
That's
you wouldn't
such a
do
good
that,
point.
But with stand-up, you do that.
Mm-hmm. That's such a good point.
I like all music, though.
You do, yeah. Except for rap and country. That's a good thing, right?
I like all music.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah. When you like look through my Spotify, it's like crazy.
That's nuts.
Yeah, I like all genres.
Have you noticed with the rap and country are merging?
Yeah. Oh, 100%. Yeah.
Have you heard this? I was listening to it on the radio. I was on a long drive and I was just
I've
flipping
never
through.
Heard that.
And I put on the country, and I was like, they're mixing with rap.
Wait, so how do they do that? What's it like? I went down to the field, to the or, to the Z, down,
no,
there's
it's just
a water.
Like,
kind of.
It's like a hip-hop country, basically. So it's not necessarily, they're not always rapping,
mm-hmm.
but it's got that, like, the beats, and it's got the samples are happening more now. Yeah. And it's very, I think, 90s country, kind of pop country kind of started this kick,
mm-hmm.
but they still kept it separate, like Achy Breaky Heart and shit.
Right.
But they still kept it separate. Now I think they're okay with merging it because they're like, oh, this is more money.
Yeah.
And there's some like there's some country stars today that I mean they could just cross the line.
Yeah, they're just merging.
That's a great sign of the times. Everything else is a bad sign of the times, but the rap and country coming together is a good sign.
Well, we started with Nelly and Tim McGraw. They started that.
Wow.
Remember that?
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh,
it's a good tune.
Who the fuck is
what was
Tim
the tune?
McGraw?
Wow, you need didn't you?
Go on.
I'm not saying I know all.
He's
the
a
music.
Country singer. He's a star. He's Grace Faith Hill's husband, Mr.
And
Faith
he did
Hill.
Did something with Nelly.
Him and Nelly did a song like in 2005. That was
what was the song?
All in my head, I think about it. Oh, and then Nelly just fucking goes off.
Wait, keep going, keep going.
I think
that's
I
all
know
I got.
This. We were bopping our
heads. Come on, let me
it's
close my eyes.
It's a good one. I got a Garth Brooks T-shirt in my backpack. I might switch into just to get the vibe right.
Gary Brooks.
Gary Brooks.
Garrett Brooks sold out like immediately in Ireland.
Yeah,
they
he's huge there.
Ireland.
Yeah,
what Garth does he Brooks? Sing again?
Yeah. Friends of Low Places.
Friends of Low Places.
Yeah. He sold out like immediately, like the fastest.
I think
he was huge.
Gone.
I think he's got like a DVD or a special about his show in Dublin.
Oh,
yeah, it's like a big deal.
Okay, yeah. That was in the past.
Wow, and that's where you got into your country.
Are you a big country person?
Who, me?
No. Country music, yeah.
No, I just like all of it. Like Johnny Cash's country,
Cash is country. That's real country.
Country.
Well, I mean, that's country as opposed to pop country, which is, I think, like a Garth Brooks.
I just like all, like, a lot of the Irish musicians I listen to are different genres. Like, because my dad used to listen to one, and he was definitely more like country.
Yeah.
Or, you know, there's one I listen to now, and I've read it described as like Irish reggae. Well, I don't know how it is Irish reggae.
What's it sound like? Take me there.
I don't know how to sing. But it's Damien Dempsey. I feel like everybody's gonna be like, where did you read that, Katie? But he does like a lot of like
What kind of music do you say it's like a mix of?
It's very like Irish. I read somewhere where it was like Irish, but also sounded a bit reggae. Okay. But I don't know who. I don't know if I'm Barrack and just listened.
Yeah,
to it. How do I say it? Reggae?
Reggae.
Yeah, you kept saying reggae, and
reggae.
It took me a long time.
Reggae sounds like I'm like a posh person saying it. But anyway, he does like a lot of like anti-colonization songs, and it's like there are very like mixed from old Irish songs.
I bet I could see that, because reggae, I don't know this, I'm talking out of my ass, but reggae comes from like a folk of like that Jamaican, that's like a folk style that evolved.
Uh-huh.
And this is probably the Irish Celtic folk style that's evolved.
Yes.
So it's
and
like
there was a lot of Irish
same...
went over to Jamaica too, so maybe there's some influences there.
Oh, did they?
Yeah. They were sent over as Indurchin servants.
So are you Irish?
Oh, hell yeah, dude.
Oh.
I mean, not like for real, but...
Patrick!
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I'm going to Edinburgh, and my whole show is about the fact that I found out that we're not as Irish as we thought we were.
Oh, I'm sure that'd be every Irish American.
Well, not even that. Like, we found out that, like, all my grandparents and everything, my grandpa and his dad and his dad, they were all the son of this guy from named Oliver who was from Cork and stuff. Yeah. He was a Moor. That was his last name. And then last year, my mom and I found out that that's not true. That guy was dead before any of the kids were born.
Oh, really?
And so mom.
What'd you do?
Somebody else.
Would you like an Ancestry.com?
Yeah, we did a bunch. I did a ton of Ancestry research and wrote
tell me
about it.
What would you get? What are your percentages?
I didn't do the DNA thing. I used my mom's info.
Oh.
What's your mom's info, though?
What's that?
What's your mom's info?
We're still Irish, but we thought, like, our whole family was tied to Cork. My mom has gone to Cork and, like, her sisters and stuff, and went to, like, where the Moors, that family line, because there is a family line from there. We're just not connected to them for real.
Ghosts are looking down like, who are these weirdos
Our graves? And my grandpa, he's been dead for years, so he thought this was all real. My grandpa always said, he's like, oh, yeah, all my grandparents were born in Ireland, and then that's not true. They were all born in Kansas. Like, what the hell, man? The real ones were born in Kansas.
Where in Ireland, though, then, did you find
I'm actually from, the family line that the blood line is from is Northern Ireland now. It's all Coleraine and another area. Well, Londonderry or Derry or whatever. Like, there's a lot from that area too. Sorry. I don't remember the
Pick
right
one.
Way to say it.
Derry or Londonderry.
I don't know which way to say it to not piss people off.
Are you Catholic or Protestant?
I'll tell you when you're older.
Are these the terrorists?
Yeah.
You're part terrorist.
I was always pro-terrorist. I was always IRA.
It's Derry.
Yeah.
Because Londonderry is like the British side of it. They
I don't want the Derry.
Yeah,
then I'm Derry.
Yeah, so it's Derry.
I've
it's
been
London.
To Derry.
Yeah.
I didn't start calling it Londonderry until I found this out that my family was from Northern Ireland. And now I'm like, well, I got to get on board, you know.
Very sad the Catholics queen died. In the north would call it Derry. And then I'm pretty sure that maybe that the Protestants would call it Londonderry. But I don't know if you're listening to this, don't get mad at me. But I know the Catholics definitely call it Derry. But the Protestants might also call it Derry. And it might be just the Brits.
And the Brits call it Londonderry?
Yeah.
So I would call it Londonderry.
Sure, you're a Brit.
I'm mostly British.
Damn.
You have a British face, man. So you Brits have like a narrower face.
Yeah? Yeah, narrow face and fucked up teeth.
Does Sheen come from something?
Are fine.
Is it like Sheenburn or something? That feels British.
Sheen's my dad's side, and that is he's like Prussia. Like Northern Germany.
Wow, that's fun.
Mm-hmm. You do look German too. You're just gonna say everything and be like, you do look
I took the little test, the DNA test.
Yeah.
55% like British. Wow. And then like 20% Irish, and then the rest is like Germany.
It's weird how they connect. They're like, in the percentages, I don't remember what my mom's are exactly, but it's like they connect Irish, English, or Irish, Scottish, and English. They're like, here you go on this thing. And it's like, well, those are three very different types
of people.
Well,
there's a guy on TikTok who says that Irish people were getting really pissed off about that because the whole point was for like people who are not from Ireland trying to find out like where in Ireland. So he does this thing now because he's a genist or whatever.
Yeah, genealogist.
Yes, thank you. Yeah. He's a genius. But he breaks it down where in Ireland. He takes it further, or like where in Scotland, where
I
in England.
I should call that guy.
Oh, that's
he's great.
That's what my
him.
Whole show is. My whole show was me getting fixated on this and figuring it all out. And I using this ancestry.com, I figured out who the grandfather really was, who really fucked my grandpa's mom.
Oh.
And it was so awesome. I figured it out through like situations and stuff, you know? And then after I knew the answer and I told my whole family and I wrote the show, my mom's like, I got a DNA test. You want to take a look at that? And I go look at that and not related to that guy. And then in the end, found out it's just some other fucking guy, some other dude who no one knows. We don't care. I don't even think he knew he got his broad pregnant. He was 19 banging a 28-year-old and went on his way.
Oh, really?
And then she had a kid and then that kid had my whole family.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's he was 19. She was 28.
She was 26,
and
maybe 19.
No.
None of this. Like, fucking Kansas. His family was from Derry in the long run.
Oh.
Like his great grandparents were from Derry.
Wow.
It's so crazy.
Good for that lady. She got a young, young stud.
And she had five. Her husband died in the war.
Wait, she had five kids with the young stud.
She had two kids with her husband, who's the guy that's our namesake of our family. And then he died of extreme diarrhea. That's what it says on the military records.
No.
I'm not kidding.
That feels like they shot him.
Yeah, he was probably a bad guy. He was not a bad guy.
Just like on the field, you shoot your own.
But he was taken to a military hospital during the Civil War with chronic. So like on the paperwork, it's like admitted for chronic diarrhea. Died from extreme diarrhea.
Imagine dying from diarrhea.
Yeah.
That's horrific.
Yeah. And
pirates.
3 years later, she starts having kids and she has a kid in like 66, 68, and 70.
All by the 19-year-old?
No.
Different guys.
We thought they might be all by the same person, but it seems like they're all by different guys.
Whoa.
Whoa.
But I wouldn't know for sure until, because that guy then immediately got married and moved and had family and shit. It's very wild.
Extreme diarrhea. The Civil War.
Mm-hmm.
It's like 1700s?
1860s. I understand. See, and I got to go to Scotland and explain all this fucking shit to them. And I'm like, Jesus.
1860s was the Civil War?
Yeah.
Wow, I'm going to fail the citizenship test.
Oh, no.
Don't
we'll
worry.
Lose
just,
you.
No,
nah,
you'll be
I'll
fine.
Be fine.
They're
I'll
gonna,
study before.
Who is Tim McGraw? And you're like, oh, no.
Wait, who is Tim McGraw again?
Faith Hill's husband.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'll put Garrett Brooks. But there wouldn't have been toilets back then, so he was just shitting into buckets.
Yeah, and it was
squatting and dying.
I read somewhere in the research for the show that in 1863, I don't know if this is real. This is just something I read in some things, but that in 1863, more Union soldiers died of diarrhea, dysentery, than died of battle wounds. At that point, that was like the turn in the war, 63 and 64 or whatever.
Why were they? I guess just bad water.
Or? Yeah, and living on the just dirty people.
Yeah,
gross
it was
people
real
out
nasty.
There.
Yeah. You get your limbs. They'd saw. They'd have piles of limbs that they sawed off.
Mm-hmm.
I read a book.
Sick. Love it.
I read Grant's book.
Oh yeah,
Grant too.
General Grant.
Ulysses.
Oh. Ulysses S. Grant. I got halfway through.
Yeah.
You know he was a failure up into his 40s.
Good. Who are we
talking
about?
Well, there's still time.
Isn't that great? I love that.
Donald Glover's 10 months older than I am, so, you know, I got it made.
Yeah. Jennifer Coolidge, is that her name?
Mm-hmm.
She didn't get big until 33, so I have 4 months.
Nice.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
We got to cram it in.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck,
this is the one.
Yeah, this is the episode. This will pop.
Yeah, you get canceled because of all the pedophile talk.
one day.
Did I... you know that old joke that's like... that thing to make comedians feel better. They're like, you know, Bob Hope didn't pop until he was in his 60s, you know, or Rodney Dangerfield.
That's
like
so sad to be like, just keep holding on.
But then the older you get, it changes. It's like Bob, you know, Rodney didn't pop until he was in his 70s. And then by the time you're an old man, it's like, you know, Rodney never got famous.
Yeah. Oh, God. It's so sad. So where can people find you guys?
After that, Sam.
Yeah. I'm going to go lay in the street here.
So hard.
Find me drinking again in a bar.
Yeah.
My first open mics was Patrick Hastie's.
That's
and
right.
He'd throw me up on my break from Bear Burger.
Love it.
Wow.
I come in on the t-shirt.
What a treat.
Yeah, he's such
it's so
a good
fun.
Guy.
I loved it. I my album's coming out.
That's what you have to plug.
That's
what
why
you have
I'm
to
here.
Plug.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But it was cool because I sent off all this stuff to do press for it, you know. Yeah. And a guy wrote back from a magazine, and he's like, and nobody else wrote, nobody cared about me. But like this one guy wrote back, and he's like, yeah, I'd love to. I'll do a feature on you. And then when we met up to do it, he's like, I've only done stand up one time, and it was at your open mic like 7 years ago. He's been following me on Instagram this whole time and shit. Like, because I was nice to him. I wasn't a piece of shit to him, you know?
Yeah.
I just thought it was so funny that I was like, oh, my God. Like, to you, I've been in your brain. Yeah. And now I hope he just writes a fucking hit piece about me.
Yeah, yeah, like, this guy sucks.
That's so, I never even thought about, though, but even the fact that, because you have a pure brain, so you're like reaching out to people. It didn't occur to me to do that.
I didn't have a label or anything, so I've had to do everything myself, you know?
Oh, because there's a
label. That's it. What's your album called?
I'll do it myself.
Yeah, I had to do that too.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. I'm like my thing is called I'll Do It Myself, and you're like, that should be my title.
No, I loved the idea of it, and then I saw you have a label behind you, and I was like, well, go fuck yourself, Kate.
Sorry. But if it helps, I didn't have a host or opener, and that's I did right. my posters.
I loved it. I think it's great, and it's the DIY aesthetic and everything. Yeah. We're putting out through Jackknife Comedy, which is our record label, and we've done that before, so we have a little bit of...
You have your own record label?
Oh, yeah, but it's not like... It's not official, like we don't have a deal with Sirius or anything.
You need to get the deal with Sirius.
I know, man. I've been trying for 4 years. It turns out I work a lot harder when I'm putting out my album than when I was putting out Gideon's album or like Charlie Vergas. I mean, no offense to those guys, but like fucking figure it out, dude.
Yeah.
But yeah, my album comes out. I don't know when this episode drops, but it's out July 20th, so.
What date is it now? This will come out in 2 weeks, I think.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So it's
or
already
one
out.
Week.
Go get it on Bandcamp or iTunes or
you can
stream it, but. I'd prefer you buy it. There's hard copies. There's CDs. I've got this.
Oh, wow.
Look at that shit. Isn't that cool?
Oh, my God.
Isn't that fucking sick?
It looks like country meets
it does.
Comedy.
It does. It looks like
it's
a country
got a country vibe.
I originally, on the cover, I had it originally said stand-up comedy because I just didn't want people thinking I'm like, and I do come down.
But yeah, I love this. I didn't get CDs for mine.
I know.
I don't have a CD player.
I only did it. Nobody cares. Nobody fucking... I just... It's like, for me.
Yeah.
Literally 20 years between album releases for me. Because my band's last album came out in 2003.
I'm writing this down while you... While you're talking, because I need to ask. They said that I would get records, and I didn't. And I want to send one home to my parents.
It's so hard. Vinyl is expensive, and it's way back ordered right now.
It's in my contract.
They do it? Yeah, yeah, that's great. That's great.
But they've been so good, though.
Yeah,
I'm very happy with... I did mine with Pinch.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They're great.
Because Nick is just... He always replies any question. I've had questions just for future stuff about, like... Can I use the material on this? And he's just always there to like.
That's awesome.
Yeah, yeah. And then he printed me off a ton of business cards for.
That's great.
Yeah. Fantastic. But so wait, what's it called again?
It's called "I Will Fight All of You."
Oh, okay. Even the pigs.
I'm not going to fight any of you. But and that's the on the cover. I'm on the tractor, and it's the same tractor that I have a bit about on here that I drove into the side of our barn with, and then stood up on and pissed on my dad. So. Pretty cool.
By accidentally pissed on your dad?
There's a lot of adrenaline, but I did. That's the whole.
No wonder he fucking threw a pig at you.
Yeah, he was mad.
Yeah, sure, throw
I threw a pig
at
you,
too.
Yeah, yeah,
I threw
the mama
pig at you.
Good Lord.
But yeah, that's out. And then I'm also, if you got international, I'll be at Edinburgh the whole month for the Edinburgh Fringe doing my show. My grandpa's grandpa's dad. That's the name of it. Okay, Jeff.
Nice.
Wait, so what's your Instagram?
Oh, shit. I don't know
what
I'm
supposed to say. You're so
uncomfortable. Yeah.
At what?
My Instagram?
Yeah.
None of your business. Mind your own business. Patrick Hastie, at PatrickHastie.
Okay, perfect. Okay, so the album will be out everywhere.
Album's everywhere, yeah. And Bandcamp, you can get on there to pay for it.
Bandcamp.
To get a CD, you go through Bandcamp, yeah.
Oh.
Or digital.
That's fun.
Okay, great.
All right.
And Jeff,
and
you?
I'm, you can follow me at New York Jeffrey.
Boom.
On everything. And then I also have a podcast, the Tough Questions Podcast. That Katie's been on, and you were great.
We talked about period. Mm-hmm. Made a.
Oh yeah, we tried to make Tim grossed out.
Yeah.
Gross, love it.
Yeah. But I have people. We have comics come on, and I ask them the most uncomfortable questions I can think of.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, and then our Patreon. Yeah, then our Patreon. We talk about you after you leave.
Oh fuck! You're like a villain.
Do you know how much I don't care about people talking behind my back? I would never sign up to a Patreon. I don't give a shit.
Yeah.
That's how we're trying to get money. If you want to hear us talking about
you. Call me a cunt, whatever. Therapy worked a few years ago. I'm fine.
That's great. That's great. I love
that. Okay, so New York Jeffrey. You don't have an album, do you?
And I do have an album. It's called Jeff.
Is it?
Just J-E-F-F.
Yep. Just Jeff.
Amazing. Mm-hmm. And it's out everywhere.
Yeah, it's out everywhere. So, iTunes, all that stuff.
And I love your clips online. Some people make sure to
follow. You're very funny.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah. No, it's great. I watched them fully.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. You know, sometimes you just like people's. You're like, support. But I'm like, that's why I put laughy face. If I put laughy face, it means I watched
them. Katie, you're the reason that not the only reason, but I posted a fake special. I just took a 7-minute video and I made it an hour and made it look like it was real and everything.
Uh-huh.
And then you texted me. You were like, I thought my fucking phone was broken. and I deleted it. I took all the stuff down because I was like, well, I was getting so much of that goodwill where people were retweeting it and shit. Like big name friend comedians. And I'm like, oh, God, I have a real album I got to put out. So. But that taught me that I was like, oh, God, don't look a gift horse.
Leland was like, you're such a gobshite. That was obviously fake. And I was like, I thought my phone was literally broken.
Yeah.
Like rewinding it.
I got a few people. I thought it was just a silly ass joke I did on the train on the way to my office job. God damn it.
Yeah, well, you used to always do the Facebook event that you were doing.
I still have it. It's up. Yeah, April. I think it's like April 17th, 2026. I'm recording my third special. Yeah, Madison Square Garden.
Wait,
it was a funnier joke when I made it in like 2018.
Yeah, now it's coming up.
We did push it back 2 hours because of the COVID pandemic.
Oh,
but,
sure.
Yeah.
Well, thank you guys so much. Please sign up to the Patreon. We won't be talking about these guys behind their back. I'll just be doing solo episodes about things I like. And then these episodes are up early on the Patreon and the videos up there too. / The Shift Podcast on the Patreon. That's the first time I've ever said that.
Nice.
Yeah, because I always fuck up with all the S's. And please rate, review all of our stuff. Review the album. Listen to my album. I'll do it myself. And rate, review the podcast. And okay, I love yous. Bye.
Bye.
See you guys.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.